Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 Soul Purpose and Healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. And today we have a very special colleague and superwoman, Teresa de Guaba, who is on a mission to change the planet, one gossip epidemic at a time. She is a three-time best-selling author, and she firmly believes that we can shift the thinking of everyone around us and our culture just by understanding how to generate the spread of positive word of mouth. She is an international speaker sought by entrepreneurs and large corporations wanting to better understand how local gossip can subtly turn into epidemic word of mouth. She specializes in topics of influence and success. She has a proven track record in understanding word of mouth epidemics, having taken three books to bestseller status in just 8 months, if you can believe it. She teaches business and marketing courses around the globe, including teaching courses to startup entrepreneurs in developing countries. She is also the chair of the Evolutionary Business Council and leads an international invitation-only council of speakers and influencers dedicated to teaching the principles of success. Whew. Welcome, Teresa.
Thanks, Jennifer. It's great to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. So that's quite an impressive bio, and I know that didn't just happen overnight. So what happened for you in your life that allowed you to go from where you are to where you are now?
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting story because, you know, like a lot of people, I had a period of some pretty big shifts in my life. I had what I now affectionately call a really bad year in my life. You know, in the space of about 6 months, I had had my business fail, my father had passed away, my marriage had failed, and I lost my health all in a very short period of time. So like a lot of people who go through a year like that, it really started bringing up in me a real questioning and a real looking at, you know, how unhappy I was and how much I really needed to shift my life to really, you know, not take life for granted anymore, to really get into that flow of, wow, how do I change things? How do I stop living in misery? And how do I really start living my life intentionally? And, you know, at the time, I had developed a really successful career for myself as a leader in industry, you know, had been doing a lot of work, you know, using influence to change environmental legislation and a lot of really nuts and bolts stuff like that. But it just really wasn't aligned with the things I really, really loved to do. So, of course, you know, as I started working on myself, as I started meditating more and getting more aligned with my own spirituality, I thought, you know, there's got to be ways I can combine the things I'm just passionate about and the things I'd really love to do in the world with the things I'm really good at in terms of being a business expert. So, you know, initially it was kind of like, okay, let's go radical. I, you know, took a leave of absence from my job. Set up a charity, and you know, I'd always written poetry my whole life, so I quickly published three children's books to raise money for the charity, and you know, very rapidly put all three books on the bestseller list. Well, you know, the interesting thing about doing that, you know, and a lot of people were looking at me at the time going, Teresa, you're crazy, what are you doing? You're a business expert, what are you doing writing kids' books, right? But I learned some really important things from that. First of all, I learned how great it is to follow your passion. Secondly, I very quickly learned that it isn't my passion going into schools and teaching kids, because a lot of what was happening was other business experts were coming at me and going, whoa, how do you get three books on the bestseller list in 8 months? And it was interesting because I had sort of this business charity thing running on the side, but 80% of my time ended up going to coaching people on how they could impact change in the world. And I was sitting down with a girlfriend, Shawnda Perrin, one day. I'm sure you know Shawnda. She's actually one of the top communications experts in North America. She and I end up speaking on a lot of stages together, but she's become a very dear friend of mine. And she was sitting down over coffee with me one day, and she said, "Teresa, wake up. If God sends you a flood of something and you're loving what it is, do it." You know, and so I realized here I was sort of resisting the fact that I was, you know, I really had a lot of gifts around business and understanding word of mouth and relationship skills. I'm a qualified mediator on top of being a business expert. I had a lot of skills in understanding this. I was really enjoying coaching people on this. And yet here I was on the side doing these kids' books, which I love writing kids' books, but it really wasn't my thing wanting to be a children's author. So, you know, I quickly got past that year of saying, okay, I gotta, you know, stand in who I am and be who I am. And so I, you know, completely shifted and decided not to go back into the workforce, set up a business, and really started teaching what I love, which is how do you generate the kinds of conversations where you can really start shifting the conversation on the planet, where you can really start taking the kind of gossip we do over the backyard fence and turn it into those wildfire epidemics, the kind of things that create best-selling books or overnight sensations. And how do we use that for the good so that people who really are all about changing the world can really get powerful in their dream and powerful in their mission. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, the very short version of a very long several years that were really fun and really eye-opening for me.
I love how you share that, and particularly the part about what I call the dark night of the soul, or what other people call the dark night of the soul, because when this whole show is about Soul Purpose Central, and so many people are searching for their purpose, and they think that it's this destination, and really, anyone I've spoken to, I can't really think of anyone that I haven't spoken to, has not just kind of stumbled across it, it's been because they've gone through some opportunities for mastery, I like to call it, that brings them to a place where they can actually cultivate the skills that allow them to, you know, share the gifts that they were here to share.
Yeah, I love that. You know, like, I've always been a big fan of what Janet Atwood teaches, in the sense of saying, you know, if you lean in the direction of the things you love, greater and greater clarity will come to you all the time. And, you know, if you can find those great convergences between what you're really good at and what you really love doing, sometimes what might seem like a complete tangent, you know, suddenly publishing children's books, which has, you know, been my hobby my whole life, but never really something I did a business. And not, certainly not something I really stuck with, but at the same time, it put me into an energy that had all the light bulbs come on and all the clarity. So yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, and I love what you teach in that regard, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is that you had fun doing it.
Yeah, it's been a pretty amazing several
years. I think
years.
Sometimes we think that it's got to be this big, arduous process, and we've got to work so hard at it. And a lot of people are actually already aligned to their purpose, but because it feels so easy, they feel like they're missing something.
You know, I so love it that you bring that point up, because, you know, that's really part of what I teach, and I know a big part of what you teach, too, is that the thing that you find the easiest, the thing that you love the most, is probably the thing that you're meant, not probably, it is the thing that you're meant to do, because, you know, what's easy for you isn't easy for everyone else. What's powerful for you isn't powerful for everyone else. And really, you can be so much more successful when you stay aligned with the thing that's closest to your heart. It makes such a huge difference in terms of whether or not you'll generate huge word of mouth around what you're doing, because people really resonate with people who are living their passions.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were sharing your story, you were talking about change, and I know that you have your own philosophy of how change happens. So maybe we could start at kind of the high level right now, and there's a lot happening on the planet. We just had an earthquake today over here on the east side of North America. You know, there's lots of things moving and shaking. But what's kind of the high level aspect of change, and then we'll kind of bring it down layer by layer?
Oh, I love that question. You know, change really happens when enough people start thinking in a new way and catching on to a new idea. Mm. At its most basic level, that's what change is. So So the engine of change at its most basic level is word of mouth. It's the way we have our hallway conversations. It's the way we've talked about what's going on. And, you know, with the dawn of the internet, what used to be, you know, us talking in the elevator or us chatting with people at coffee has now gone exponential, because a lot of those hallway conversations, a lot of those, hi, how are you, or, oh my gosh, did you hear about the earthquake today, or holy cow, look what's, there's flooding in Nigeria, look, there's a drought in Tanzania. All of those conversations can now happen at an exponential level with Facebook and Twitter. We can now have friends all over the planet. The real miracle of the internet is that it's allowed people to generate relationships at such a greater and broader scale that now change can happen in a heartbeat that used to take years.
When you were talking, it made me think of Lady Gaga. I remember when she first came out and people were really mixed. You know, who's this person and why is she dressing this way? And and then the more people started talking about her, because of course she gave them things to talk about, now all of a sudden people that kind of were treating her like she was on the cusp are now, you know, she's got a crazy amount of followers and, you know, all this buzz around her all the time because of all of these tools that you were talking about.
How
to create
what
buzz.
What a great example, Lady Gaga, because, like, she's so in her passion. She's so in her, like, she knows what she brings to the world, and she knows the conversation she's changing. And she's changing it using one of the most effective vehicles of change on the planet. She's reaching the youth. And the interesting thing is, you know, when the youth got all excited about Lady Gaga, all of a sudden everyone else did too. You know,
That's the thing, right? People were like, "Oh, she's this."
Now my kids have me listening to Baby.
Exactly.
Gaga. You know, baby, you were born that way in the car at full tilt with my two daughters, right? You know, and it's because, like, her messaging is so resonant with people's hearts, and you know, you listen to a lot of her songs. You know, she is changing the conversation of the planet just by getting some key points out there that it's like, look, this is what it's all about. Accept who you are. Be who you are. Be it full on. Don't care what anyone else says. If you're here to serve others, just do it. And really, in a nutshell, that's you know, what Lady Gaga is, right?
Exactly.
And, you know, so, I mean, that's a fabulous example of how wildfire can start to spread around you well beyond anything you might have ever planned. That's what creates superstars like her.
And a first on Soul Purpose Central to be talking about Lady Gaga. We're going to take a quick break. So when we come back, we'll be talking more with Teresa about Lady Gaga, change, and word of mouth wildfire. So we'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. If you're just joining us, you are tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I am your host, Jennifer Longmore, and we are with Teresa DeGuabois, who is the founder of www.wildfirews.com. And before the break, she was sharing her story, and we were also talking about Lady Gaga, which is a first here on Soul Purpose Central. And during the break, I learned that we have a caller calling in from Virginia. So, hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Yes, it is.
Good. My name is Anne. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I know that you talk a lot about and devote your life to soul purpose, and I kind of hard to figure out where to start. I guess you could say I've had a very unusual, challenging type of life. I'm 59 now and have lost a lot of members of my family because I was the baby of the family and came along quite late in my parents' life because they were married in Italy and they had their children early and I came 20 years later.
Mm.
And so I've had lost a lot of members of my family. I was married to someone who I didn't realize had a different lifestyle, we were separated and then he was murdered. And then I had a 2-year-old to raise. A lot of things that, a lot of challenges,
okay.
And doing a lot on my own, you could say. I kind of feel like there are times, and I understand my soul purpose now. I feel that my soul purpose is to forgive as one. That's a big thing, forgiveness. I'm trying to do this in a quick way. But there are times that you almost feel like you're... as strong as I am as a person, I'm also a Gemini, and I sometimes feel that, can I get through this? When you know, you go through these other challenges. Does that make sense what I'm saying? And I don't know if you have picked up anything or you have anything that you'd like to share.
Well, and today's call is actually about change, and we're with our special guest, Teresa, who's talking about how to create word of mouth, movements with wanting to make a big change in the world. So my sense is that there's a lot going on for you, Teresa. I don't know if you'd like to add anything.
I'm good, and I'm so glad you called in today. Can I?
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm thrilled to meet you, Anne, because what you've been through in your life is very similar to my own story. Like, you know, I had a year there where my whole world came down. My father passed away. My marriage broke up. Like, and you know, you start getting to this feeling of, when is God going to stop flushing the toilet on my head?
Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh about it. I can now affectionately look back on that period and say it was one of the greatest gifts God ever gave me, because...
True, I agree. Yeah.
You know, and I can feel that in you, and I love it that you said, I now know my life's purpose is around forgiveness. I honestly believe that forgiveness is one of the most powerful conversations that the world is now entering into, because it's a conversation that we've been really, I don't want to say ignoring, but we haven't been really understanding the importance of the whole conversation of forgiveness and how much forgiveness really bears on everything in our lives. Because really, you know, so many people mistake the notions of forgiveness and accountability and reparation, right? Like holding someone to an account and ensuring that they need to be accountable for harm that they've done you or things they've done wrong is a completely different notion than whether or not you might forgive them. And most importantly, whether you would forgive yourself. So many people struggle with self-forgiveness, you know. And one of the things I teach and talk about a lot is often our lives get most on fire when we can find that thing that most resonates with us and help bring that conversation out to others, especially if we do it in a way that really aligns with what we're good at and what we're passionate about, right? So what I would ask you to think about is the conversation of forgiveness one that you might want to take out to other people so that they could really explore it powerfully? You know, at a time when I think the conversation around forgiveness is going to be one of the biggest shifts that this planet undergoes in the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does that resonate?
And it's
with
the
you?
Hardest. It's the hardest. I think it's easier, not that it's that easy, but it's easier to forgive others, hardest to forgive yourself. So I think my sole, one of my sole purposes is to forgive myself, because you could take yourself and you could just do major damage, and that's partnered with the guilt.
Yeah. You see, where I'm going with this, Anne, is that when we can walk our own personal journey in that regard, sometimes that personal journey that we're walking becomes the thing that we can then go out and influence others on.
Yes.
And, and you know, so I love it that you called in, because that's such a great example of that. Martin Luther King became huge because he walked a personal journey first that he knew he then wanted to take out to the world. And he was so passionate about it, and it was so important to the conversation that was happening on the planet at that time, that he went wildfire overnight. Other people were so inspired and so moved by what he wanted to do and how much he wanted to take his own personal pain and put his own personal pain in the service of the planet, that everybody, you know, people he couldn't even have imagined would want to know him started talking about him all over the planet. You following what I'm saying? So change starts.
That's your energy, though, too, isn't it? That,
absolutely.
Your aura and your energy. People feel that.
I mean, that's what law of attraction is, right? It's what's the energy that we sit in, and are we courageous enough to turn that energy out for the good of others? Because all life is a balance between pain and love, right? And or fear and love, however you want to put it. You know, if you want
fear
to
and love, that's right.
And
force of miracles.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if you can honestly look at yourself and say, "Wow, my journey in pain and healing, even as I go through it, is relevant to so many other people," and if I'm willing to share that pain and that healing with others, then maybe, just maybe, I can affect the lives of a few other people. And maybe if I affect the lives of a few other people, maybe I can affect the lives of a whole lot of other people. And am I willing to stand in that courage? That's the conversation I'd love to see you think about, Anne.
Could that also have anything to do with starting to feel very psychic?
It may, because if you're opening up to your own purpose and your own path that you want to walk, and if you're opening up to your own passion and you're turning your energy outwards for the good of others, all kinds of higher intuitions start opening up to us. And, you know, whatever you want to call that, you know, psychic energy, empathic energy, all of those start to become available to us. And the more that we allow ourselves to be in that energy, the more powerful we get in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, do you have anything you want to add at this point? Because I know this is...
Well, I was just feeling like I was listening to Reverend Teresa preaching it out there to the masses.
I love
it. Great.
No, like, Jennifer, you've been one of my mentors in this regard. So
no, I think it's fantastic. And some really amazing food for thought to chew on, not just for you, Anne, but also for everyone else listening. Like, you realize when you step forward and ask a question that it serves all the other people that are thinking along the same lines as you. So you just made a huge act of service for everyone that's listening by stepping forward. So I want to thank you. And I know you had some other questions, and what I would recommend is that you visit my website, www.souljourneys.ca, and I've got some free gifts there that you can download and start to integrate some of that information, and then, you know, maybe we can pick up the other part of that conversation at another time. Does that feel good to you?
Sure.
Awesome.
Thank you very
much for calling in. Well,
okay. Teresa. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anne.
That was pretty incredible. I imagine you, if that's what you're doing with a question, if you can turn that forgiveness around into how to turn it into wildfire messaging, I can only imagine what you're like on stage.
Thanks. Well, you know, I love using the analogy of wildfire to talk about how grassroots word of mouth starts, because, you know, all wildfire starts with a spark.
Oh.
And then it is fed by the fuel of, you know, what it's burning, right? And that spark is, what's that really big problem that you want to solve for the world? What's that really big, why doesn't somebody just, that you really want to stand in courageously? So I love it that Anne called in right now, because she's got a really big issue she's passionately standing in the middle of, which is the conversation of forgiveness, right? So when we can recognize that there's something we wish we could bring forward to the world, there's something that, oh, if we could just have people look at this, and if people would just talk about this one differently and shift their thinking, and, oh, if we could only forgive ourselves. And if you can courageously stand in that conversation, that's your spark. And the thing that a lot of people really don't get and need to get, and, you know, intuitively most people do get this, but they don't pay nearly enough attention to it. So really, really pay attention in the next 10 seconds. Big spark catches easy. And so many people think, oh, I'm just going to play around with this little thing and practice, because a small problem will be way easier to do a business around, or a small problem will be way easier to play in. And the reality is, small problem, really, really, really hard. Big problem that everyone cares about, big pain that a lot of people suffer. Oh, my God, that wildfire takes off like you wouldn't believe. It's very, very easy if you have the courage to stand in a big problem, in a big conversation. And truthfully, I love it that Anne called in, because there is no bigger conversation happening on the planet right now. Forgiveness.
I love that, and I'd love to actually pick up on the big spark concept, because it feels like there's other layers to that. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9000 9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. We are having an incredible show with Reverend Teresa. I'm just kidding. WildfireWS.com. We are talking about change and forgiveness with Lady Gaga. I don't know where we're going, but all I know is we're having a good time and getting some pretty powerful messages out today. So before the break, you were talking about the big spark concept, and I was actually going to ask you about it because I imagine that the thing that you're most passionate about actually will just move itself forward without, you know, much effort.
Yeah, that's so true, you know. If you have the courage to stand in a really big spark and really stand in your passion, you know, big spark, big fuel creates easy, easy wildfires is all I can say. And, you know, a lot of people just think differently than that. Like, big fuel burns bright, mm-hmm. right? And the reality is people talk about people to be of service to others, right? So they'll gossip happens for one of two reasons. They either so love and are inspired by what you do that they can't wait to tell everyone else about you, or they're talking about you to warn other people about you because they're afraid you might hurt them, right? That's the, what a lot of people consider the negative, malicious type of gossip. But the reality is over 90% of gossip is the positive kind of people talking about people who really inspire and engage them, right? So the more you're willing to live in your passion, the easier everything gets in terms of generating wildfire word of mouth. It's easier to create change if you give yourself permission to live in that really big spark and that really big fuel.
Mm-hmm. I know that you have an analogy that you use that actually allows us to create change. So can you take us through that?
Yeah, well, it is, you know, what creates a wildfire? You talk to your local fire ranger and he'll always tell you there's three key ingredients: spark, fuel, wind. So we've talked about the spark and the fuel, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, what's that thing that causes wildfire to really move miles in seconds? And you know, this is where we're talking about what turns the kind of word of mouth that, you know, is me saying hi to someone in the elevator, or, you know, you pass someone on the street and you say, hey, great day, did you see that awesome sale they have down the street? That kind of locally generated word of mouth to the kind of word of mouth that turns books into bestsellers or movies into overnight hits, you know, the kind of real wildfire where people you don't even know you knew are talking about you all over the planet, right?
Uh-huh.
And that is, that wind is, how well are you connected to other influential people who love what you're doing?
Hmm.
And really, in a nutshell, that's what you need to try and generate. And this is where, you know, I love to see people get a little bit intentional about what they're trying to do. Because there's a lot of people out there who poo-poo social media. It's like, oh, Facebook's a waste of time. Twitter's a waste of time. I don't want to be on LinkedIn. But the reality is social media is a great relationship-building tool. And when people get it, it's so easy. It just makes sense. You know, your social media isn't to sell you. Like, so if you're out there trying to promote your own programs and talk about your stuff, now a little bit of that is fine. But in general, it's the equivalent of you standing up on a chair at a big party saying, I'm so amazing, come dance with me. And, you know, a few people might chuckle, and those who really love you might come over and dance with you. But in general, in a room full of strangers, it's going to land really weird.
Yeah.
Right? Your social media is there for you to celebrate other people that you congruently love and admire. You know, I'll tell anyone in my following any day of the week about you, Jennifer, because I think, you know, I'll shout it from the rooftops. Jennifer Longmore's brilliant. Love your show. Love everything you teach. You know, but I can be really authentic.
But you have to tell everyone how much I paid you to say that.
I'm hoping there'll be a $5 Starbucks somewhere.
I know, I was just going to say, I hope you got your Starbucks card in the mail. And thanks, Starbucks. You can send me some free stuff for that plug.
Oh, fabulous.
Just kidding.
You know, but the reality is people can tell I'm being honest and congruent with that. If I were to promote or talk about people that I didn't authentically like, or that, you know, just left a bad taste in people's mouths, you know, your listeners, my followers, whoever's listening to that, is going to spot that a mile away. So the reality is you need to pick out influential people that are in the same conversation with you that you really do love, respect, and admire, and find ways to get in conversation with them, and the best way to kickstart that is to start celebrating them on your social media.
Yeah, I love how you brought that up, because I used to be a bit of a social media snob. I'm just being honest. I didn't really know how a business like mine could be aligned with something that I equated with 17-year-old kids, you know, mucking around on there. And once I got intentional about how I wanted to show up there and the impression I wanted to give people and how I wanted to relate to others and just really, really drilled it down, it took off like wildfire and built some really amazing, like, I've met some incredible people, truly incredible people through social media that I never would have met otherwise. And I look forward to going on Facebook every day and seeing what's going on with people. It's amazing how deep you can develop relationships with people and still never really meet them in person. It's totally incredible. And like you said, relating that way and then occasionally saying, hey, I've got this thing going on if you want to check it out, it gives you permission to do that because you're spending the majority of your time, you know, just really adding value and engaging and building relationships.
I love it. That's it in a nutshell, Jennifer. It really is. Be someone who gossips for good. You know, because a lot of people have a negative connotation around the word gossip, and I love what Sean DePerrin teaches in this regard. I think Sean DePerrin is one of the most brilliant experts on the planet. Go check her out, SeanTV.com, SeanTV.com. If you're interested in generating massive epidemics, this is a lady whose newsletter you want to get on. I love how she talks about it, that gossip is for good. And if you make your life about being in the energy of good gossip, about telling people, celebrating your local heroes, celebrating the influencers that you think are creating good change in the world, celebrating people who are giving great value, celebrating people who are solving big problems for others, when you're in that energy of consistently celebrating others, guess what? There's a great big party going on around you. And you're the host. And when you're the host of a great big party, everybody wants to know you. Everybody wants to come and help you. Everybody wants to be part of your party. And wildfire starts spreading about you without you even needing to try, because you are the shaker and the mover that everyone wants to be around, because you've made your life about creating positive energy.
Love that. Well, Teresa, I know that you, and I don't want to announce it now because we're going to talk about it after we come back from our next break. You've got a tuition for one of your classes, which we'll talk about in a minute, but you also have a giveaway for everyone that's listening today. So can you just talk a little bit about what that is and how people can get access to that?
Yeah, perfect. We have a free how to create wildfire word of mouth, very short mini tutorial. So if you're just looking at understanding the basics, we have a free mini course that we can give away to your callers. You can find that on my website at www.wildfirews.com, and we're making that available right now for the listeners of your program.
Wonderful. And I love how you said it's short, because the reality is any message can be, you know, drilled down to be really succinct and powerful. It doesn't have to be a lengthy thing, but it can, you can definitely get your message across, and we all have time to listen to that. So I love how you're sharing that, because really this is relevant whether people have a business or whether people are part of a charity or they're wanting to shift positions in their company or really anything, right? People can take the information from this and apply it to any area of their life.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, what we do in that little tutorial is we have one session that focuses on each of the issues of spark, fuel, and wind. Mm-hmm. So how do you get really aligned with what that problem you want to solve for the world is? How do you really understand how to move that forward into your passion, and how do you start connecting with connectors? So it's a great little overview for people who really want to understand how to get started.
Mm-hmm. And when people, what's the feedback you're getting from folks around what changes for them once they've gone through your tutorial?
You know, a lot of people say it makes a big difference because so many people are scared to really stand in their passion and go big, you know. And the reality is having the courage to go big is so much easier than playing small. You know, I love Marianne Williamson's quote around that, you know, who are you to not be fabulous? Who are you to not play big, right? And I really think a lot of them, you know, watch this tutorial and give themselves permission to then do what they knew their whole life that they should be doing and start moving toward the place in their life where they are really powerful, where they are really of service to the world.
Mm. Love that. Yeah, and there's something about, you know, being at the, there's no competition at the top, and I know it's not about competition, but there's something different about just playing big all the time.
Mm-hmm. There really is. And the reality is it's so much easier.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it would be easier to someone who isn't stepping into that. And yes, there's, you know, a certain infrastructure that you want to create for yourself when you're playing big, but really it's actually, there's way more breathing room, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about change and word of mouth. We'll be right back in a moment.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 Soul Purpose and Healing sessions, Jennifer Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. You are still with us at Soul Purpose Central, our special guest, Teresa DeGuabois of WildfireWS.com. And we've been talking about a lot of juicy things and how to ignite your spark and the ingredients you need to create wildfire energy with your message and your passion. And before the break, we were talking about relationship as well and social media and so on. What's the biggest mistake that you see people make when they're either in relationship or creating new relationship?
Well, you know, I think the most common one I see with people is they make what I affectionately like to call the premature ask. You know, they meet someone who they're really excited to meet. They're, you know, a very influential person. They're so thrilled to have the person on the phone or be in conversation with them or have met them finally. And they're just blurting out to the, I want you to do this really big thing for me. Support my big campaign or put me out to your newsletter. And, you know, I love the analogy Shonda Perrin uses around this. She says, this feels a lot like asking for sex on the first date, right? You haven't built enough relationship up with that person that they don't really feel that comfortable with you yet, but, you know, they're open to exploring a notion of a relationship with you. You have to be really careful not to come right forward with an ask until you've built up some trust and some give and take and some giving and receiving and, you know, what a lot of experts are calling the cycle of reciprocity between you. So when you're approaching an influencer and trying to get in relationship with them, offer first. And in fact, you probably want to make two or three small offers and maybe make a little ask up front before you start getting into bigger asks where you know it's going to be something where that person really needs to evaluate whether they would support you.
Yeah, I'm really big on that. I get a lot of emails a day, and fortunately, my emails are screened by my team first before they get to me. So, but it's amazing the different ways that people show up just through email, let alone, you know, on Facebook or things like that. And it does feel a little bit icky when someone comes on a little too strong. I have to say that. I'm sure you've had that experience as well.
Oh, no kidding. And, you know, the worst asks that you can make early on in a relationship are one where it's clear that you're asking for leads or referrals to people that you would be asking for money from.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're first developing a relationship with someone, don't ask them if they could send you clients, or don't ask them, geez, I'm looking for in sponsors or investors, or, you know, anyone that you might be pitching for money. Because the reality is, if the person's only just met you and they haven't had the opportunity to really get to know you very much, you're asking them to take a huge leap of faith and risk strong relationships they've built up with other people on you. Mm-hmm. And influencers are very, very guarding of their relationships, because it takes a lot of effort to build up high trust relationships with people you really love and admire. Mm-hmm. You don't want to jeopardize those by sending them to people that you're not that sure of. So when you're starting to build relationships with other influencers, never, ever, ever, let me say that again, never, ever, ever ask where you would be asking them to send you leads or referrals to people that you would be pitching for money. It just feels icky. Don't do it.
Sorry, what did you not want us to do?
I can't say that strongly enough. Please don't do that.
Yeah, and it goes a long way when you demonstrate to people, even through small little acts, that your actions match your words. You can actually bridge that gap really quickly, as long as what you say you can do or who you say you are matches what you're showing people you can do. And once that happens, it's easier for people to invite you deeper and deeper into their, I'll say, spheres of influence.
Yeah, I love it that you said that, because, you know, that's probably the second biggest mistake I often see people making, is that they forget to think about who do they really, really want to be in relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I would do an interview any day of the interview with you any day of the week, Jennifer Longmore, because I so am inspired and I so admire your work. I say no to 10 to 20 interviews a month because they're not people I really want to play with,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you have to get really intentional about who you want to associate with, because if you're not really congruent and really authentic with what you're doing, people will smell that a mile away. People will mm-hmm. see it a mile away, you know, however they experience it.
And they don't even know why.
Yeah.
They just know that something feels weird.
Something feels
and
off.
The weirdness is enough for them to go in another direction.
People are very sensitive energetically, and you know, whether you call it intuition, whether you call it empathy, whatever it is, people can pick up on it if the emotional energy isn't congruent with the words that are coming out of people's mouths.
Mm-hmm.
So if
Absolutely.
You're saying, I'm just doing this because I want to help the world, but your energy is, and I'm all about the money, people will sense that and know that right away. Think about the people you've met at networking events or at weddings. You can tell when their energy's off, right? You can just tell, and they're icky. You just don't want to be around them. So mm-hmm. be authentic and be congruent, because otherwise none of this will work for you, and it's just going to land weird, and it's not worth it for you to even try, truthfully.
Mm-hmm. I so agree with you. And in the spirit of wanting to give people more information, because I know you have a really special offer, and staying in alignment with our sponsors. I know that you have, before we wrap up our show today, I want to make sure that I let everyone listening know that if you're listening live right now and you would like to enter to win free tuition for Teresa's very special word of mouth basics course, where she's going to go even deeper and more expansive into what she covered today, how can people enter to win that, Teresa?
Yeah, well, let me talk just for a minute to those people on the call, and you know who you are. You're sitting there thinking, wow, I've always been wondering if my life shouldn't be about something bigger. And I'm at that point in my life where I'm saying, what now? There's got to be more than this. There's got to be something where I can have a bigger impact on the world, where I can leave a legacy behind. So if that's you sitting there listening to this, I'm talking to you right now, okay? I've set up a word of mouth basics course to help you understand how you would get started. How do you powerfully get aligned into the conversation of whatever your passion is, and how you start down that road of actually shifting the conversation that's happening on the planet around that, so you can be a catalyst for change and really be a change for good. And if you're sitting there thinking, that sounds so big, I don't know where to start, I don't know what to do, I'm just little, I could never have impacted the change at the level of a Jennifer Longmore or even a Martin Luther King, then stop and say, hang on a second, I'm going to change my inner dialogue around this. I'm going to win this course. Because in this course, if you really want to put it out there, and I'm talking law of attraction right now, if you need this, put it out there that you're going to win this. Because in this course, I'll walk you through the basics. It's 5 weekly modules that you'll walk through, show you how to set up a blog, start generating relationships with influencers, how to get established the basics on your social media, and you get a group coaching call with me that you can come on and ask questions. Okay? So if you want to be part of that raffle, I want you to email wildfireworkshops@gmail.com and just say Jennifer Longmore raffle in the subject line and give us your name and your email address and we'll enroll you in the raffle for that.
Awesome. Well, Teresa, it's been such a joy to have you on the show. I'd love to have you back every single time, and I know we'll be doing this again. I so adore you and what you're doing, and all of you that have been listening today, and to Anne, our caller, thank you, all of you, for bringing your energy to our show today. I wish you a wonderful rest of your day and your week, and look forward to connecting with you again next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.